Hello, hello, Telebrand here. Hope everything's going well. Coming off a long weekend, and video will be a little bit different today. Lots of crazy stuff going on in the world right now that I'm sure I'll be touching on later this week. But today, just wanted to sort of reflect on a long weekend, and I think what I purposely try to do, and something that I've tried to do in many instances, but sort of executed this weekend a little bit better, was to put myself into some environments and some circumstances that I'm not necessarily always in. And so the reason that I try to do that is to, when you push yourself into uncomfortable situations, sometimes that then allows you to experience new versions of yourselves or parts of you that you might not normally experience. And so I did that in a few ways. I'll show one little clip here, see if this works. So this is a video of me. Anyways, enough of that. So that was a friend's event put on, brought a bunch of musicians together, and they jammed in a room, and it was a little bit of a drive. It was late on a Friday night, and you know, very easy to just sort of stay at home, relax, do nothing. But that emphasis on sort of the long weekend and pushing those experiences sort of driven me to go out there. And then when you drive out that far, then you sort of have to rap. You have to do a little freestyle. And this is something I've been a huge, I've loved doing my whole life, but as you get a little bit older, as life sort of winds and works through the way that it does, you start to stop having these experiences or getting these opportunities. But one of the realizations that I had through this moment was, I did okay there. I've definitely lost. It's a skill set that you have to practice for sure, and the people who have continued are incredibly good. But one thing I realized was that I was operating out of a place of fear. And, like anything, you can sort of extrapolate that micro experience and put it into a little bit more of a macro view on yourself and what's going on in your life. And so for myself here, that moment where I realized, okay, I'm rapping here, but I can't even look up. I can barely look up. I can't look in the eyes of the people who are standing and watching. I can't, I can barely look at the musicians who are actually playing with me and actually jamming and helping me have that moment. And then with that, also this sort of anxiety and fear of not being able to express myself in the full form. And that was all sort of encapsulated in this moment while freestyling. And then what was really nice led to sort of like a cascade of sort of realizations and breakthroughs over the weekend. And really that realization again was that for so long I have been operating out of fear. And one of the videos that got shared last week was a video from Ray Christian. He has a podcast called Psychedelic Diaries. And through that experience, I talked about some of my own journey with psychedelics. And unfortunately, maybe I shouldn't use the word unfortunately, but a really sort of dark, traumatic time in my life where ended up as, as inpatient in the hospital and really having to go through a journey of self-discovery and understanding that there is, it's very easy to turn on this mechanism of darkness in your life. And if you don't take care of things that are sort of haunting you or causing pain, suffering, then you can, that pain can build up until you have moments of collapse. And unfortunately, that was so dark for me that, that as I proceeded through the next 7 years, and that's sort of what brings me to date, many times I've been operating out of a fear of going back to that place. And I think that's a big limiter on the way that you take risk, on the way that you do things, on how you operate every moment of your life, and then every decision that is made. And then through this sort of, again, micro activity that I tried to push myself to do, there was the recognition, the realization, the recognition of this, and then the goal to then remedy that. And I look back and I see other ways that this has actually sort of been influenced or grown. And one of those has been actually being an entrepreneur. And when you are an entrepreneur, it's weird because I look at that place operating under that place of fear. And sometimes, a lot of times, I would say that fear is the instability that comes with starting and running your own business, not having necessarily the most predictable stream of income or challenges to the business, everything that comes with that. And for myself, that has been sort of intensified by COVID when the pandemic first came, and lost a huge amount of customers and clients there, and experienced a huge revenue drop, and then had to build that up from scratch all over again. And then now have seen volatility in the markets trending towards recession, much more difficult place to fundraise and get the valuation that you are as a company. All that sort of creates this sort of instability in operating out of fear. And then to add on to that, during a couple of those difficult times, I then took a loan, which was an important one, but a Futurepreneur BDC, which has personal liability on it. And looks like I have the ability to pay this off, which is also this place of freedom that then comes, where you can operate more clearly and freely, knowing that if things go wrong, or if whatever happens, that there's not this large lump sum of personally liable money on you. And that, having that moment, having that freedom come is then all combined for this sort of a realization or a breakthrough that has sort of occurred over the weekend, and that I hope to continue through. And this is not going to be like having this realization and then it's just, now I'm just going to operate in full confidence and move forward without any fear. This is going to be an upward climb with fall offs and moments where I'm not necessarily fulfilling that intention, fulfilling that operation. And that's okay. That's part of the journey. And in general, there are many reasons to be scared. There are many reasons to have fear. So you can't expect that at all times. But that intention, that realization, that focus can help a lot. And it's not going to be, I take myself back to a day in my childhood when things were different. You don't have the same understanding of the world. And, I was a competitive hockey player, things going well, good in school, good with friends, good with girls, all this. And then this overconfidence develops. And with that overconfidence, that that can put you in a lot of difficult places too. And so I actually, while I say that operating out of fear has been, it's limited me from a lot of things. It's also that self-awareness of risk, that self-awareness of what can go wrong, has also made me, I think, overall a more, it's given me a better risk profile. And I think just overall, it's made me a better person. It's made me less arrogant. It's made me less overconfident, more likely to ask difficult questions, ask questions to myself, consider why I'm doing something, and then also, lose that naivety that I can do anything that I want. And again, conflict there, because you want to have belief in yourself, but you also have to see your own limits. You have to see when that cannot necessarily be, when that belief, that optimism can actually be on the line of delusional, and then not to follow those things, and to make sure that you're always assessing and making the right choices as best you can. So that realization has been, I'm very happy with that realization. It took, took some time here, and I got a nice little picture. I'll share this with, if I zoom in, nice picture of Monica watching this is me freestyle, Tasia also watching me freestyle, and looking slightly concerned. I don't know if he knew what I was talking about there. That's okay, sir. We love you. And maybe one day you'll like my raps, but maybe not today. And then just one last thing, I think, to push this barrier. It was the first time I went to this Electric Island here in Toronto. And so this is sort of what you got to see. I had my first sort of experience at Burning Man, which was really my sort of first festival kind of thing. And I learned a lot there. I think, you know, at this event, not as much learning because you're not forced into the desert for 7 days and it's not, you know, survival isn't a mechanism. This was like a day, you know, a day trip that you go and you dance and have some fun. But there was a moment where it was cold. It was like looking like it was about to rain. It was like, you know, Monica and I were like, do we even want to be here? Should we stay or should we just go? And you know, even with some of that, again, an intention to push myself through the weekend, it was like, okay, let's get up. You know, if we can sit here, we can be cold, we can worry about the rain, and we cannot have fun, or we can go join a crowd, we can dance, and we can forget about that stuff, and then see how we feel. And what we realize, you get in the crowd, you dance. It's warm. Everyone's having a good time. Everyone's there to you know, create good energy, dance, have fun, and then once you start to get in those crowds and the music is going, you forget about everything else. And so I'm very happy that we sort of took that, you know, that easy moment where we could have just gone home and said, this is uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. And instead we said, okay, let's give this a try. Let's have some fun and push this as much as we can. Ended up staying until the very end, lights, everything. It was awesome, awesome event overall. And it was another sort of realization of just, you have to make your own energy. You have to make your own fun. It's really easy to just sit there and be unhappy or sad or just not enjoying the moment. But if you can and you can push yourself, you can turn anything into a positive. You can turn bad energy and channel it into good energy and have a great time. So you know, those are a couple things that just sort of came through this weekend. I hope you also had an experience to have a good weekend there and enjoy the long weekend here in Canada. I know Americans is next weekend, and you know, I just encourage you, if you can, push yourself into some of these uncomfortable situations, because you can, in those uncomfortable situations, you learn more about yourself, and even a micro moment can become a sort of impactful thing in your life that helps you move forward with more clarity. And that's what I'm doing, is, you know, working to stop operating out of this place of fear and move towards a place of confidence, and continue to share insights along the way, continue to grow. And I appreciate everyone who supported me on that journey very much. So thank you for checking this out. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and all the best in everything that you're taking on. I hope that you can also operate out of a place of confidence. Thank you.